On the four-year anniversary of a historic squad eviction in Toronto, Canada, the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty held a demonstration to reclaim abandoned buildings for poor and homeless people in the city. CKUT's Aaron Lakoff reports from Toronto.
On Thursday evening, the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, OCAP, led a housing rights demonstration of approximately 350 people through the poor neighborhood of Parkdale in Toronto, Canada's largest city. Amongst their demands was a Toronto-wide use-it-or-lose-it bylaw that would see unused private buildings turned into social housing for the poor. OCAP members estimate there are over 50,000 homeless people in the city. On Monday, Toronto residents will go to the polls for a mayoral election. Current Mayor David Miller is poised to be re-elected, with 55% support. This demonstration was timed to raise the issue of housing during the campaign period. Gaetan Haru is with OCAP.
The housing issue is not there. It's not part of the election. There's a lot of verbal promises. Miller has always said that, the city is going to build 1,000 units per year for the last 2 years, claiming that he's housed 863 people in the streets of homes. But we know that the city is just not building housing.
The march made its way to the former site of the Pope Squat, a building taken over by OCAP during a visit to Toronto by Pope Jean-Paul II in the summer of 2002. Since the squat's eviction in November 2002, the building has sat empty. Agata Mrzowski is an OCAP organizer and community worker in Toronto.
There's abandoned buildings that are sitting empty while people are still on the street and don't have a place to stay. So we're coming back and we're saying, we're going to keep on taking housing. If you're not going to build it, we're going to take it. And also push the city to convert unused buildings into decent, affordable housing for people living in poverty.
After police blocked the entry to the former Pope Squat building, protesters continued on school buses to the wealthy Toronto area of High Park, where they took over another abandoned building for just over an hour before leaving. The protests ended in front of Mayor Miller's house in High Park, stating that no matter what the outcome of the elections on Monday, the new mayor will be held accountable to provide housing for the city's poorest. For Free Speech Radio News, this is CKUT's Aaron Lakoff reporting from Toronto, Canada.
You've been listening to Free Speech Radio News, an independent, listener-supported newscast produced by Simba Russo and Monica Lopez.